several years ago, I had the opportunity while I was on a trip. I was in a small village nestled in the mountains. Unfortunately, there was a very, very dense fog, so I couldn't enjoy the natural beauty, so I thought in that moment that I might wander around this little town in hopes that by the time I left, I might at least get to see the lakes and the mountains that were obscured by the dense fog. And in that meantime, I stumbled around this corner and found this little college nestled in the rocks, the beautiful stone that this town was made of. And I went into this courtyard and saw in the opposite corner was the door to the chapel. So I walked over there and prayed that it might be open so that I could at least have some time to pray and to let the earth warm up. And I opened the door, and fortunately it was unlocked, and I went inside, and I was stunned. It was a beautiful little chapel in the style of Baroque architecture, with the experience, the sensation, as if the cumulus clouds themselves were solidified in gold and took their place along the ceiling of this beautiful chapel. Gold gilding all over the place, as if grace itself had solidified and shimmered as a waterfall down the walls of this church. And if that wasn't enough, there was a pulpit, an old-style pulpit that extended through the front third of the chapel, over the congregation, over the pews, and this pulpit was in the shape of a boat. And in this boat was a statue of Christ in the back of the pulpit. Christ teaching and speaking out of the boat of the church. But that wasn't the detail that captured my heart. Spilling out of the front edge of this boat over the pews was a net. Spilling over the boat, right into the pews. And in that moment, I was struck with a sentiment that I hadn't experienced in that way until then. That pulpit preached a sermon to me. And I experienced, because it was straight in front of my eyes, and I realized that we are the fish. That Christ is casting his nets over the surface of the earth, and we are the ones caught in it. We're given a beautiful snapshot of repentance and discipleship in today's Holy Gospel. And I have to imagine that they experienced to a much more infinite degree that same sentiment. And we're told that they put down their nets, but let us not be confused. Them putting down their nets was not a prerequisite to their call. It was a response. There was something about the person of Jesus Christ, the way that he carried himself, the way that he spoke to them, that transformed their lives and opened something up within them. That their mind, their desires, their expectations, their hopes, their dreams, their disappointments, their anxieties are all cracked open by this divine hammer in that very moment, and they put down their nets. And indeed, a light had arisen upon them. And already in that instant, that light is making their souls begin to shimmer with something that it had hitherto undreamed of. That hands which knew the texture of this wet rope might know what the texture of multiplied bread feels like. That feet that so frequently stood in the waters on the shore might have the experience of standing upon it. That is what salvation looks like. Not just a promise of the future, but something broadening and widening within them. We're told in this beginning of ordinary time, reminded gently of this call to discipleship and to repentance, and to experience repentance in the same way that the disciples did, not as something restrictive, but as something expansive unto infinite heights and depths. That to have our thoughts, our actual thoughts and our cognitive processes censured by the truth of Jesus Christ, to have our affections, our emotional life actually censured by the love of Jesus Christ, That's something marvelously expansive and a source of profound joy to those who dare to be caught in those snares of his graciousness and mercy. And so let us allow ourselves today, as Christ continues to extend, to sweep his net across the surface of the earth, to allow ourselves, yes, Lord, tangle me up in your schemes. Tangle me up in your mercy. Tangle me up in your grace, and allow me to put down my nets, not trying to subjugate the world, to capture everything that I want in the grasp of my hand. Not to live according to my own expectations, my own limited, calibrated view of the world, to my own desires, my own hopes, but to yours. That is transformation, and that is repentance. So let us throw ourselves into this divine initiative. Get tangled up and truly experience the joy of repentance, which is none other than making merry in dividing the spoils of Jesus Christ, definitively conquering our hearts.